This is Sandy Caldwell, and you are listening to Quilt Cabana Corner, and this is episode number 17. Today we'll be chatting about the magazine roundup, batting seam tape, book review on Masters Art Quilts Volume 1, and we'll be discussing a little bit about the Benny Harper mystery books by Earlene Fowler. So I hope you will go grab a cup of coffee and then sit back down and join us, and let's get going. I should mention to you before we get going that the music at the start of my podcast is by Chuck Brown. He was listed with some music that is copyright free for use on podcasts, and I chose that little theme song because it reminds me of Disney World and like Splash Mountain. So for no other reason than that. But I keep saying to myself, I need to mention who wrote that music because he should get credit. So Chuck Brown, if you're out there, thanks so much for my opening music. While we're on housekeeping issues, if you haven't stopped by the blog lately, you really need to go there because it has undergone a facelift again. I have a new blog design and have added sections for free patterns, and just this morning I put up a lovely Valentine's Day table runner that is made with split rail blocks, easy peasy, fusible applique, easy peasy, so go check that out. There's also a cute table topper called Coffee Delight that's listed there as a free pattern as well. And I also have, I think, 6 recipes up there that are so delicious for main dishes, appetizers, and desserts. So go check that out. And then since I have received an iPad and I got my iPhone to work to update my blog, you will be seeing more blog posts from me, I think, in a week than you normally do. So I'm having fun playing with those apps and being able to update the blog, and I hope that you'll enjoy what's being put up there. And because it's February, which is my birthday month, or the high holiday, as my family likes to jokingly call it, I can't help it if everyone makes it a high holiday. That's all right with me. Due to that fact, I was able to order some sewing machine attachments for my Viking Sapphire. And I ordered those attachments mainly through sewingmachinesplus.com. And I just want to give a shout out to them because their customer service is excellent. Their shipping was very fast, and their prices for the attachments that I ordered, I thought, were really very good prices. And the things that I ordered were a circular attachment, an open toe floating stippling foot, and also a straight stitch needle plate, which I did blog about how awesome that is when you're piecing things like triangles and small squares. Your fabric doesn't get sucked down into the bigger hole. And also my seams seem to be much straighter. You know, at the end, when you're chain piecing stuff, and no matter how hard you try and you use a stylus and you try to get it to remain at a quarter inch seam all the way to the end of your piece, but at the end it goes all wonky for some reason. There's a whole lot less of that going on. So if you're in the market for attachments, you should visit sewingmachinesplus.com. And now we will move on to the magazine roundup. Okay, in the American Patchwork and Quilting April 2012 issue, there were 2 tips from readers that I thought were interesting and worth sharing. The first one was from someone in Michigan named Pam, and she says, "Are you in the market for a light box? Look no further than a dollar store where you can purchase an inexpensive clear plastic storage container and a battery-operated tap light. Put the storage container over the tap light to make an inexpensive and portable light box." I think that's a fantastic tip. Really, really great idea. The second tip I wanted to share says "just a sprinkle," and this is from someone in Minnesota named Sandy. And she says, "A cotton swab dipped in water is a great way to remove the markings made by washable markers. This way, only a small part of the quilt gets wet, and the water dries quickly, allowing for more time spent sewing." Another great tip. Anytime we can spend more time sewing, that's great to me. And there was an adorable quilt in here. There are lots of adorable quilts in here, but I can't describe them all because you really need to go buy the magazine if you want to see them all, and it would take up way, way too much time. And of course, now I just lost my page, so bear with me a moment. Hold on 1 second. I think I've got it here. Yep. Okay. This is a fusible applique quilt called A Perfect Pear, and it has pears, the fruit, pears, all over it. And it's so adorable. The colors are fantastic. And this was designed by Avis Shire of Joined at the Hip. And I guess she can be found at joinedatthehip.com. And just the color selection she used and the design of the pear and the quilting she did around the pears, they're echoed and they have a swirl in the middle. Just beautiful. It's kind of browns and purple and maroon and a very, very pretty, almost like a spring green. Really cute. So that's worth taking a look at. And then over here in McCall's Quilting, and this is their March-April 2012 issue, they have a nice article written by Sherry Bean Driver under the layer-based quilt column, and it's all about quilting straight lines without marking them on your quilt. And she's doing straight lines, but she's actually doing them with decorative stitches. So she has kind of a nice little article on that. And there were also two really cute baby quilts by Melissa Corey, and they were machine quilted by Natalia Bonner. And those are on page 25. One has hearts and one has stars, and they're similar except for their colors and the fact that one has hearts and one has stars. And there's also a really nice black and white one designed by Carrie Nichols on page 47. And I'm usually not a big fan of black and white, but this is really very pretty, and it doesn't look all that difficult. So that's McCall's Quilting. Let's see. In Easy Quilts, this is the spring 2012, and this is Fawns and Porter's special publication called Easy Quilts. I don't think you can get a subscription to this. I think you have to buy it in the store. There's an awesome quilt on the cover. I think it's called April Showers, and it's on page 18. That's a really pretty one. They had a lot of nice ones in this month's magazine. Different colors and such. They also had, I believe it's this one, or it's in The Love of Quilting, a nice interview with Nancy Mahoney, who does a lot of fabric design and quilt design. Let's see. I can't find any of my doggy earmarked pages on this one, so maybe it was just the cover quilt that I was drawn to. And then also in the back on page 91, there's a very beautiful quilt called Josie's Star. It's a wall hanging, and it was designed by Terry Albers, and this too has beautiful floral that's set on a black background, which makes everything pop, and there's kind of raspberries and greens and purples in there. And it says, "This design looks complicated, but you'll be surprised how easy it is to stitch. Make quick triangle squares following our instructions, and you'll have it finished in no time." So that was it for Easy Quilts. And then here in The Love of Quilting, Fawns and Porters again, this is the March-April 2012 issue. And in this, there were a couple good ideas. Under So Many Tips, this one's about yo-yos, making yo-yos from Marilyn from Arizona. She says, "Instead of wrestling with small circles while basting around the edge of yo-yos, I draw circles on fabric, like a larger piece, and then baste inside the drawn lines. Then I cut out the circles, being careful not to cut the thread tails." So instead of cutting the circle first and then trying to baste around a small piece of fabric, she has, you know, maybe like a 6-inch square, and she draws the circles on that first, and then she bastes inside, but you can't cut the thread tails or you won't have anything to gather. So I thought that was a really good idea. And this one too is about quilt blocks that your children might have made growing up through the years, from someone named Joanne in West Virginia. She says, "Since my granddaughters were small, they've colored fabric squares with crayons. I back the fabric with freezer paper to stabilize it, and so the girls know where the design should stop. We label each square with the year. When they graduate from high school, I will make each of them a quilt using their blocks." I thought that was a really, really sweet idea. And let's see, on page 20, Liz has a scrap quilt that's churn dash, and just the fabrics she chose are really very striking. That caught my eye. And let's get another doggy ear here somewhere. Oh, nope, I guess that's it. Just double check one more time because I thought there was something else in here I wanted to share with you. Nope, I guess that was it. So that concludes the magazine roundup. Next, let's talk for a minute about batting seam tape. At the last quilt show I went to, one of the vendors was selling batting seam tape for $6. It's made by the Bozell Foam and Fiber Company. There are 10 yards in the package, and the tape itself is about 1.5 inches wide. So I was interested in trying this because I have mountains and mountains of miscellaneous pieces of batting that I would love to be able to join together and use in my quilts without the needle getting gummed up and without it being noticeable that I did, in fact, join two pieces of batting. So this tape looks like the stuff that plasterers use to put over the seams when they're putting the drywall up. If you've ever seen a new house being built or construction happening, that's what it reminds me of. It's sort of meshy looking, and that would be meshy, not messy. And the directions on it, what you do is you join the pieces of batting or fabric, lining up the edges closely together. You apply the batting seam tape over the seam with the fusible or rough side down. Press firmly for 10 seconds, then lift the iron, do not slide the iron, and press the next section for 10 seconds, overlapping the previously fused area slightly. Repeat the lifting and slightly overlapping ironing until all of the batting seam tape is fused. Let the batting and the tape cool, then check the bond. Now, this is used with a steam iron with a metal sole plate. That's what's recommended. It says handheld steamers will not permanently bond the batting seam tape to the batting. All battings are different, and some use heat-set binders to hold them together. In general, the wool setting will work best with most cotton, wool, bamboo, and 80-20 poly blends. Use the silk or synthetic setting with 100% polyester bats. Increase the heat as necessary to ensure a successful bond. So I believe I used the wool setting, and I was using it on 80-20. So that's what I was testing it with. And this stuff worked beautifully. I, you know, put two pieces together as close as I could get them. I laid the tape over where they were, you know, joined, and I followed the directions exactly. It bonded very quickly, and it was smooth, and you cannot tell in my quilts that I have put two pieces of batting together. So for $6, 10 yards, I think that's pretty good. And I highly recommend this product to anyone who's looking for some batting seam tape. I'm sure that there are other brands out there, but I have not seen them except for at this quilt show. So next time I'm at a local quilt shop, I'll probably look for it, but Joann's, places like that, I don't think they carry it. It's sort of a specialty item, so I would definitely recommend that. Now, next, I want to talk about the Benny Harper Mystery Series, which are books by Earlene Fowler. So I received the first book in the Benny Harper Mystery Series called Fool's Puzzle as a Christmas gift. And I just counted up on her website how many books she has that are part of this series, and I actually forgot how many I counted. So let me go back and count them again. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 books in this series, and I will read you the back. It says, Fool's Puzzle. Leaving behind memories of her late husband, Benny's making a fresh start. Moving to the trendy California town of San Salina, she takes an exciting new job as director of a folk art museum. While setting up an exhibit of handmade quilts, she stumbles upon the body of a brutally stabbed artist and hopes to conduct an investigation on her own. She crosses paths with the local police chief, who thinks this short and sassy cowgirl should leave detecting to the cops and join him for dinner. But it's hard to keep a country girl down, and soon Benny uncovers an alarming pattern of family secrets, small-town lies, and the shocking truth about the night her husband died. So this book is not too long. It is about 237 pages. It's a quick read. It's cute. It reminds me of the books by Joanna Fluke. about the girl who has the bakery and she solves all the murder mysteries, except this has to do with quilts. Not a lot about quilts, but some about quilts, and there's some pretty quilts on the cover. In each book, apparently, this girl, Benny, is going to solve a mystery, and it's going to revolve somehow around quilting or a quilting theme. I thought the book was very good, and I went and ordered the second one, which I believe is called Irish Chain. And then when I was just flipping around her website a little bit, the author is Earlene Fowler, if I didn't say that before. She gives these little tour, like this book was called Fool's Puzzle, and so she has the Fool's Puzzle Tour. And different places in the book that she talks about, she tells you really where they are in California, which part of California. So if you're there, you can go on a little tour and see what she's, you know, talking about. And then she also has it for a few of her other books, the Irish Chain Tour and the Kansas Troubles Tour, which is pretty interesting. So I guess if I were going to go visit any of these places, I might print this out and see if I could find some of the areas that she's talking about. And like I said, the books are good. They're short. You know, there's many of them. Her website's really interesting. She also has some other books. I think one's called Love Mercy, and the other one's called The Saddle Maker's Wife. And those look interesting. The names of the ones in this mystery series, they go in order like this: Fool's Puzzle, Irish Chain, Kansas Troubles, Goose in the Pond, Dove in the Window, Mariner's Compass, Seven Sisters, Arkansas Traveler, Steps to the Altar, Sunshine and Shadow, Broken Dishes, Delectable Mountains, Tumbling Blocks, State Fair, and Spiderweb. So the first book looks like the copyright was 1994, so I'm sure many of you have already breezed through all of these books. But if you're like me and you hadn't heard of them before, they're inexpensive. I plan on, you know, I bought the first two, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to borrow the rest from the library. They're really good, and they're interesting, and they're funny, and she has a nice way about how she writes. So check those out. It's Benny Harper Mysteries, and Benny is spelled B-E-N-N-I. And the author, again, you can find her at www.earlenefowler.com. So check that out. And I have another book to review also. It's another one that I received at Christmas. And it is called Masters Art Quilts. And this is Volume 1. So there is another volume of this book, Volume 2, that's out. But since I hadn't looked at the first one yet, I didn't jump to the new one. I went back to the first one. This is a beautiful coffee table book. It is put together by Martha Seelman, who is with Sakwa Studio Art Quilt Associates. And Martha actually came and spoke to our quilt guild one day and told us about how this book came to be, that she didn't think there were any books out there that were compilations of what she considered to be art quilt masters, people from not just the United States, but all around the world. And I think she pretty much bugged Lark Books with this idea until they finally said that she could do it. I know she said that she got paid $1,000, that was all they could pay her, and that she had to narrow it down to just 40 artists. So with the help of some of her friends, she compiled this list of 40 art quilt masters, and I will read you a little bit about the book. It says, while many artists have been influential in the development of this field, this sweeping survey is limited to 40 outstanding contemporary masters from around the world. Up to a dozen quilts by each artist are shown on consecutive spreads that allow you to see their work in great depth. Alongside sumptuous color photographs, you'll find their thoughts about the themes they explore and the questions they return to time and again. So the layout of this book basically is this. There's a little introduction to it about art quilts and a little bit about Yvonne Porcella, who founded Sakwa. There's also a really nice, she was one of the legends on the quilt show with Ricky Timms and Alex Anderson. If you have a subscription to that, the show on Yvonne Porcella is so worth watching. So after the introduction, each of the 40 artists have 12 of their quilts absolutely stunningly photographed, usually the larger quilts, and then sometimes a smaller detail photo so you can see their actual quilting work. And I have not finished this book. I would say I am halfway through it. And I'm so glad that I'm only halfway through it, because it's like a piece of a delicious cake sitting there waiting for me. I only pick this book up, and I do keep it on my coffee table, when the house is quiet, no one's home, I've got my cup of coffee, maybe a piece of biscotti, and I just sit here and I do one art quilter at a time. And I study the photos of their quilts, and I drool over them, and I wish I had thought of their ideas, and you will too when you see this book. It's a treat to pick up this book and do it the way that I'm doing it, one artist at a time. You really gain such an appreciation for the work that they're doing. And lately, I'm just so obsessed with art quilts and stuff. I don't know. The colors are gorgeous. They do talk a little bit about the artist, and then it's just, you know, maybe a small paragraph here or there about the quilt and what inspired them to make it. So I'm going to read you. There was a page here that heard us all their names, and I will just read to you. I won't read them all, but some of the ones who are included in this book. And I will have to say, I can't wait to get the second one, which probably I won't get again until Christmas time, because it was such a treat at Christmas also to have this book. I just like to touch it and flip through the pages. The book itself, I believe the cover price is $24.95, but I think I got this one on Amazon for $13. So, and I've also seen it at Joann's, so if you have a coupon, you could pick it up there as well. So a few of the artists that are in this book are Jane Sassaman, Michael Cummings, Ita Zeev, Noriko Endo, Hollis Chatelain, Yvonne Porcella, Nancy Erickson, Susan Shy, Carol Breyer Fallert. I'm trying to look for the names that I know that I know that you will all know. Elizabeth, I think it's Brimelow, Jane Cochran, Cher Cartwright, Charlotte Yeed, which is YDE, Pauline Burbridge. So those are just some to name a few. And like I said, the book is just stunning in every single way. So I hope that you will pick it up. Again, it's Masters Art Quilts, and the person who curated the book is Martha Seelman, and her last name is spelled S-I-E-L-M-A-N. So it's definitely big, juicy eye candy for the quilter, especially if you're at all interested in art quilts. So pick that up or check the library. Maybe they have it there. Although you would have to keep renewing it and renewing it and renewing it, because you won't want to let it go. So check that one out too. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. But lastly, my new crazy idea is that I want to hand dye some fabrics. And I was on YouTube and people's websites a couple hours yesterday, just trying to absorb and learn all I can about low water immersion fabric dyeing. This is something that I did not think I'd be interested, didn't think I would want really anything to do with, and all of a sudden I find myself slightly obsessed with the topic. So, for the high holiday, which also known as my birthday, also known as George Washington's birthday, Hubs is going to get me some supplies to start my fabric dyeing. So I will be purchasing my supplies through the Dharma Trading Company. And I was watching several YouTube videos by Glenda Hopp, who is from Detroit, Michigan. And she has on her website, which the address is somanycolors.net. If you go on there, you can link to her YouTube videos. And she has a very nice way about her in explaining how to do the low water immersion technique. And another fantastic website, who actually Glenda says she's gleaned a lot of her information from, is Paula Birch's website, which is www.pbirch.com. And they both offer a lot of information on the topic. So I will be trying this out. It is cold outside where I live. I live near Boston. So I will have to do it, I don't know, inside with ventilation or wait until the weather is a little bit warmer. And I will most likely chronicle my little journey doing this on the blog, so you can have that to look forward to. If you are a person who does the hand dyeing and you have anything to share with me that you think I should know, please, please, please get in touch with me. You can get me at sewsandy8, S-E-W-S-A-N-D-I-8, at yahoo.com. You can also contact me through Twitter and Facebook under Quilt Cabana and Quilt Cabana Patterns. And if you go to www.quiltcabanapatterns.com, you can link to the blog and also my Etsy store from there. And you can also order my book, Little Quilts for Big Occasions, which there are some holidays coming up, and there are some awfully cute wall hangings in that book for Valentine's, Easter, and 4th of July. I think those are the ones that are coming up next. So check out that book too. And I think that's it. So thanks for listening. I hope that you all are working on awesome quilt projects. Do stop by the blog, check out the free patterns and the recipes. And until next time, happy quilting. See you later.